little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The point that Keith was tactfully getting me onto was the touch and go empathy, the point that he was making earlier. And this is the point of some sort of small, concise comment that reflects, you know, if you like, it reflects the emotional tone. And you do it instinctively. Gosh, that must be awful. You do it with your mates, don't you? Your mate phones you up. God, never? Really? God, that's terrible. Though it's that sort of comment, probably delivered, you know, in a slightly more professional way. Just tell the patient, unless you get a strong feeling, get into the habit of telling the patient how they look, seem, or sound. Use sensory language, it eases. You look a bit concerned about all this. You sound quite worried. You seem a bit puzzled to me. Yeah? They're probably the three easiest terms. And because if you get it wrong, you've only made an observation. I wouldn't claim understanding at this point. I understand that must be difficult for you. It's very early in the relationship for understanding, but it's not too early to notice. So the easiest words are you look, you see, you sound. You know, I get the impression you're coming across. That type of stuff, yeah? On the phone, you tell them how they sound. Same strategy on the phone. Little recap, so you're telling me A, B, and C, are you? Yep, you sound a little bit concerned. Yeah, I'm not too worried, but I'm just getting to the point where I think I need a bit of advice about it. Okay, well, it sounds like the sort of thing we can often manage at this stage over the phone. Shall I find out a bit more and see if we can make a plan? Yeah, all right, Doc. Yep. So in face-to-face consulting, so now the patient is completely confident that Dr. Thomas is totally on the case, all right? He's grasped the facts, he seems to have noticed me as a person, so I'm a bit interested in what he's got to say.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no